song ministration.
Starting
from the praise and worship, it was great. Very
great.
My sister, God bless you for availing yourself to lead us in that wonderful time of praise and worship.
Hallelujah.
And also, very wonderful time of song ministration. Hallelujah. Come on, give it up to them. Amen. Give it up to them. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. Wow. When you have gifts and talents, use it to the glory of God. Because he gave you those gifts and talents that you should use it to glorify him. Amen.
Amen.
4 days, 4 Sundays of possibilities. Possibilities because with us as human beings, there are things that become impossible to us.
Amen.
Amen. But we have a God who is a God of possibilities. It means that things that are impossible to man, he has majored in making them possible. That is why the Bible says he called those things that be not as those things that be. Bible says he created everything that we see out of nothing. No known material. He created the world, the universe, the stars, the moon, the mountains, the valleys. He created everything out of no known material. He is a God of possibilities. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we say 4 Sundays of possibilities, we are taking the attention from ourselves. We are taking the attention from what we can do. We are taking the attention from what we have. And we are putting our attention on the one that has majored, and the one that has mastered, on the possibilities. So this morning, whatever is impossible before you, because let me tell you something, there may be some things that are impossible before you, but they can be possible before other people. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because there are levels of impossibilities. Amen.
Amen.
There are some people, when you wake up in the morning, you have to pray for your daily bread. But there are some people, when they wake up in the morning, they don't pray for their daily bread. Because you, it becomes an impossible situation. But that person is not impossible to him. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If somebody should give you a visa today,
so be my own visa,
your ticket becomes impossible to you. Because you don't have any money in the bank account. You don't know who you are going to ask. You don't have any reserve to buy a ticket. But there's somebody, when he's given a visa today, he goes to his bank account. He withdraws the money. It becomes possible to him. But whether there are levels of possibilities or impossibilities, every one of us have situations that are impossible to us. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
So you must just concentrate on that which is impossible to you and look up to the God that is a God of possibilities. That the God of possibilities will make it possible in your life. Are you understanding me this morning? Don't leave this place without having faith and hope and trust in the God of possibilities. You cannot do it. That is why he's called God. Because you cannot do it. He is your God. He is your maker. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the way maker, the miracle worker. Because you can do it. That is why you believe in him, that he can do it for you. So this morning, believe God. Believe God. That which is impossible to you at this moment, to you in this day, that which is impossible to you in this month, that which is impossible to you in this year, that the God that you serve, that is a God of possibilities, will make things possible in your life. The songwriter wrote a song and he said, whatever God cannot do does not exist. Whatever God cannot solve does not exist. So I'm here this morning to tell you, whatever problem that God cannot solve, it doesn't exist. Whatever God cannot do, it doesn't exist. If there is something that God cannot do, then that thing does not exist, because he can do all things. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There is nothing that he cannot do. He said, with man, it is impossible. But with God, it is possible. Bible says, the children of
Israel,
they go to the Red Sea. And when they reach the Red Sea, they saw the sea before them. And they saw the mountains before them. And their enemies were coming behind them. And there was a Red Sea behind before them. There was no place to go. This was an impossible situation. Where were they going to pass? Where were they going to run to? Their enemies were pursuing them. The Egyptians were pursuing them. They were coming with chariots. They were coming with swords. They were coming with spears. They were coming with bows and arrows to take them back as slaves. There was no place to run. They couldn't run to the mountains. They couldn't run to the sea. They were trapped. But thanks be to God. Moses said, there is an impossible situation here. I cannot do anything about it. But I have a God. A God of possibilities. A God of possibilities. And he went to God. And God said to Moses, he said, Moses, what do you have in your hand? He says, I have a rod. He said, Moses, stretch the rod over the sea. And when he stretched the rod, the Bible says, the sea parted in two. What a God of possibilities. What a God of possibilities. If he can part the Red Sea for his children to walk through the Red Sea and walk on dry ground, what an impossible situation. But with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All things are possible. I don't know about you, but I so have situations that looks impossible to me. I have situations. I have some problems. I have some things that looks impossible to me. I don't know how I am going to solve them. I don't know how they are going to change. I don't know how there is a door will open. But I'm also believing God. In these 4 Sundays of possibilities, that by the end of this month of June, the month of possibilities, I will see the possibilities. I will see the doors open. I will see the situations change. I will see something happen. There will be a paradigm shift. There will be a shift in the spirit. And I will see some miracles. I will experience the hand of God upon my life. Situations will change. change.
How
things will move.
Valleys
will be filled.
And
I will see the glory of the living God. Because
he's
the God of possibilities. We serve a God of possibilities. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Open your Bibles with me to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6.
Samuel Homa
Samuel chapter 6. There was an episode in 2 Samuel chapter 6. The Bible says that the king Ben Hadad of Aram, he mastered his armies, from verse
24.
He mastered his armies and besieged Samaria. And they besieged Samaria. They surrounded Samaria. As a result of that, there was great famine in the city. Because normally their farms are outside the city. And apart from that, they do business with the people that come from outside. There's barter trade that goes on. Buying and selling. But when Ben-Hadad surrounded Samaria, they could not go out and they could not come in. They couldn't go and harvest their crops. They couldn't go and sell and buy. So there was famine, hunger in the land. And the hunger was very great. The Bible says the siege lasted for a long time. They surrounded them for a long time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No one can come out and no one can go in. Then the Bible says a donkey's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver. And a cup of dove's dung sold for 5 pieces of silver. They said dove's dung, the toilet of doves.
Okay. And no man being crowned.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They said the toilet of doves became expensive. Me, when they kill goats, I don't like the head. I don't see how I can be eating the teeth and eating the tongue and eating. Some people, that is their delicacy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But normally, you don't really like to eat the head of animals. Me, don't tell you, I don't like fish head. If you give me fish, take the head away. Amen. Sometimes I had issues with kinky sellers and the rest. Because sometimes when I go and buy kinky and I said I'll buy fish this amount, they want to give me tail, then they want to add head. I said no. I don't eat head. So who will eat the head? I said, it's my money. I am buying it. What I want is what I buy. I don't like head. Because I don't eat fish head. What is in fish head? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, it's only in Africa here that we eat some things. Some things that are delicacies to us. When our brothers started traveling to Germany and the rest, they realized that the Germans, when they kill the animals, all the instances and everything, they throw it away. And our brothers started going into the where they kill the animals. What do they call that place, Christ? abattoirs.
Baby, I'm coming.
And they'll tell the white people, listen. Don't throw the entrance away. Give it to us. And they say, what are you going to do with it? They say, we'll eat it. So they started eating it. They give it to them. They don't throw it away again. So you see, when they go, because they want to save money and come to Ghana, they don't buy the other part. They just go and buy the inside. And you know how they do it. And they eat it. It's a delicious. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Now the Germans and the other Europeans realized that if these people are eating this, we also will not throw it away again. I will start selling it to them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, but I just want to say that normally head is not the best part. Well, you can disagree with me. But the head is not the best part of the animal.
And so
what are you going to eat brain for? Hallelujah. When the thigh is there, and when the back is there, when the ribs are there, and you can do some chop ribs and whatever. You understand what I'm saying? When the best part of the meat is there, I'm going to buy head. But the Bible says the famine was so severe that the head of a donkey was 80 pieces of silver. And doves dung was how many pieces of silver? Was 5 pieces of silver. Can you imagine people are collecting the toilet of doves and packaging it to sell? Some of you are very young. But in 1983, we had to eat something. I tell you, we had to eat something. Things that we shouldn't eat. Things that we normally don't eat. We had to eat those things. Some of you like Gigi. I don't really like Gigi. Because in 1983,
it sounds like 83 common
by Gigi and ate Gigi and ate Gigi. We decided, you know. When the famine was over, I said, Gigi, no more.
I brought a community and said, I fed you from me, Mindibium.
And the kind of Gigi we used to eat,
Now, said, you know, now you know.
It's black.
And only a tuntumuno.
That one they call it black calatus. These days, they are modernizing the Gigi. When you cook it, it's no more black. It's you know, this is modernized now. But I'm telling you, those days you see the Gigi is black. With granule soup, lots of pepper. When you eat it, you know you have taken purgative. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Many of you were not grown by this. But you see, this was such a time and a period. Amen.
Amen.
And the donkey's head was sold for 80 pieces of silver. And the toilet of doves was sold for 5 pieces of silver. Very expensive. The Bible says, one day as the king was walking along the wall of the city, a woman called him. He says, please help
me.
My lord the king. Because he was the king. If the subjects are suffering, the king must come and help them. So the woman said, king, please come and help me. And the king answered
her.
He said, if the lord doesn't help you, what can I do? If the Lord doesn't help you, what can I do? Because the food you are looking for, I don't have some in my house. I don't have some in my storehouse. The wine you are looking for, the oil you are looking for, I don't have some in my house. If the Lord does not help you, what can I do? Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you put your trust in somebody, you put your hope in somebody, but I'm telling you, when you get to that person, his situation is worse than your situation. If he says to you, if the Lord does not help you, what can I do? Are you understanding me? The king said, because normally there must be excess in the house of the king. There must be extra in the house of the king. So that when somebody is in need and the king comes to the king's palace, they can go to the storehouse and give them something. But here it was, the storehouse was empty. The king also was suffering. The king also was hungry. And then you call him. He said, help me. He said, if the Lord, does not help you, what can I do? If the Lord does not help you this morning, if the Lord does not help you, what can I do? If the Lord does not help you, what can your father do? If the Lord does not help you, what can your husband do? If the Lord does not help you, what can your wife do? If the Lord does not help you, what can your sister do? If the Lord does not help you, what can your friend do? Hallelujah. It is time that we look to the Lord. It is time that we look to the Lord. If the Lord does not help you, what can I do? What can I do? Then the Bible says, then the king said to the woman, what is your problem? The woman said, king, this is my friend. She told me that we should kill my son and eat. And tomorrow we will kill her son and eat. And so I killed my son. And we have finished eating him. Now it is her turn to kill her son. And she has refused to kill her son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, when the king heard this, he tore his clothes in his bed. What?
Hey.
How?
Hey,
what an abomination.
I say Mususembeini.
That women who have carried children in their wombs for 9 months, and the child has grown to a certain level, they can kill the child and eat the child. The king said, this is something else. This is something else. This is something else. This famine is something else. This hunger is something else. What kind of famine is this? What kind of hunger is this? This is an abomination. He tore his clothes. He was in despair. Because he had no power. He had no power. He had no strength. He had no resources. Let me tell you, when you come to somebody, then the person can't help you. The person begins to feel hopeless. He begins to feel despair. Because he sees your need. But he cannot help you. He wishes he can help you. But he cannot help you. When he hears your situation, when he hears what you have done, when he hears the length where you have gone, he cannot stand it. The Bible says, the king tore his clothes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He tore his clothes. He tore his clothes. And as the king walked along the wall, the people could see that he was wearing baobab under his robe next to his skin. The king said, may God strike me and even kill me if I don't separate Elisha's head from his shoulders this day, the king vowed. So the Bible says, when the king heard it, the king said, what? May God kill me if I don't take off the head of Elijah. If I don't kill Elisha the prophet, I will kill him. And then they sent messengers to Elisha.
He
said, Elisha, there is trouble on the
mountain. Your
head is at stake. Amen.
Amen.
Your head is at stake.
The
king is after your head.
Oh,
the king is after your life.
Oh,
the king wants to kill you.
Oh,
Bible says in chapter 7. The Bible says, then Elisha. He replied the people who brought the news. He said, listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord says. By this time tomorrow, in the markets of
Samaria,
6 quarts of choice flour
will
cost only 1 piece of silver. And 12 quarts of barley grain will cost only 1 piece of silver. So when Elisha heard it, Elisha said, I cannot die. I will not die, but live to declare the works of God. As long as the grace of God is upon me, as long as the anointing of God is upon me, Elisha opened his mouth. He said, listen to me, O ye people of
Samaria,
this is what the Lord is saying. Tomorrow by this time. Fine flour will be sold
for
1 piece of silver.
And
the quartz of barley grain will also be sold for 1 piece of silver. I don't know how.
Maybe.
He said one olonka or one bag of corn will be sold. Selling for 1 shilling
and
1 bag of wheat will be selling for
1 shilling.
He said, tomorrow by this time. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tomorrow by this time. Then the Bible says, then the officer assisting the king, he said to the man of God, that couldn't happen.
Wait there to me, see.
Even if the Lord opened the windows of heaven, but Elisha replied,
and so Elisha,
you will see it happen with your eyes, but you will not be able to eat of any of it.
And so what do you want to mean, Dibi?
So the Bible says when Elisha spoke,
I said, nah, bro, Elisha, kasa,
he said, that's here the Lord.
I said, nah, we never this year.
Tomorrow by this time. Your business will be transformed.
I said, nah,
tomorrow by this time. You will be whole.
I said,
tomorrow by this time. There will be a change.
I said, nah,
in your financial situation.
I
tomorrow by this time.
I said, nah,
there will be a change.
I said, nah,
in your economy.
I said, nah,
tomorrow by this time.
I said, nah,
things will be transformed.
I said, nah,
when Elijah spoke,
Elijah,
the word of the living God, the king's assistant,
he said to Elisha,
he said, this can never happen. Even if God should open the windows of heaven, it can never be. It can never be. Ah, listen to
me.
You see, the man, he was reasoning with his mind. He was reasoning with his eyes. He was looking at the economy. He was looking at how bad the economy was. He was looking at how the enemies
had
surrounded them. They couldn't go out. They couldn't come in. They couldn't go to their farms. They couldn't harvest their crops. How is it going to be possible that a bag of corn will be sold for 1 shilling, and a bag of wheat will be sold for 1 shilling? You don't go to our farms where we cannot buy. The economy is so bad, and you are telling me that in the markets of Samaria, when the head of, of, of a donkey.
Yeah,
is selling for 80 pieces of silver.
Yeah, 80 pieces.
And those dung
is
sold
and also
for 5 pieces of silver. And you are telling me
now we'll catch
that tomorrow, by this time, tomorrow, by this time, not next month, not 3 months from now, not 6 months from now, not 1 year from now, but tomorrow, the same time, by this time, there will be a change, there will be a transformation, things will turn around, there is a miracle happening, something good is coming your way, the door will be open, the way will be made for you, your sickness will be gone, healing will be your portion, deliverance will be your portion, something is happening, your children will be lifted up, tomorrow by this time, he said it can never happen, it can never happen, even if God should open the windows of heaven, it shall never happen. I don't know how he knew that there were windows in heaven, but he said
if
God shall open the windows of heaven, it can never happen. It can never happen. I am sorry for this man, because hasn't he heard that when the children of
Israel
were in the wilderness, the Bible says there was no food for them. They were hungry. They didn't know where to get food. But the Bible says God opened the windows of heaven and he brought manna from heaven. He brought food from heaven. And he said to the children, he said, take what you can eat. Don't take more than what you can eat. Don't even store it for the next day. Because the next day, I will bring more. The next day, I will bring more. I'm a supplier. Hasn't he heard that there was no water in the wilderness? They couldn't find water. And God said, strike the rock. And Moses struck the rock. And water gushed out of the rock. Didn't he hear it? Hasn't he heard before? Hasn't he heard before? I don't know what is wrong with him. But he said, even if God should open the windows of heaven, it can never happen. It can never happen. And Elisha said to him, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. When God says, when a man of God says, thus saith the Lord, when God speaks his word, when God said I will do it, when God said I will open, when God said I will change, when God said I'll bring transformation, when God said I'll bring healing, when God said I'll bring deliverance, I am here to tell you, don't doubt the word of God. Don't doubt the word of God. The Bible says the promises of God, they are yea and they are amen. They are established. Are you understanding me here this morning? When God said something is about to change, something is about to transform, when God changed, that God said your bank account by next month will be full. Don't doubt him. Don't doubt him. Don't say, even if you open the windows of heaven, it shall not happen. Because with man, all things are impossible. But with God, all things possible. Hallelujah. Listen. When Elisha spoke the word, he was not looking at himself, because he had nothing to give anybody. He didn't have the food. He didn't have the water. He didn't have anything. He only spoke the word of the living God. The word of the living God. Bible says, in the beginning, God said, let there be light. And light appear. Oh, let there be rivers. And rivers appear. Let there be seas. And seas appear. Let there be shrubs and trees. And they appear. Let there be animals. And they appear. Let there be living things in the waters. And they appear. He spoke by his word. And Elisha said, this is what the Lord says. This is what the Lord says. He spoke. spoke the word. He spoke the word. The word that has ability to create. He said, even if I don't have it, I will create it for you. I will create it for you. He said, it is impossible. It is impossible. It is impossible.
And to me, see,
I don't know about you today. Whatever is impossible before you. Whatever is impossible before you. That situation looks impossible. You don't have the strength. You don't have the ability. You don't have the resources. You don't have what it takes. You are limited.
I went to see.
Very, very limited.
What to see?
Elisha was limited.
Elisha, so not
he was in Samaria.
I was Samaria.
He was also in Samaria.
The
famine was in Samaria.
He
was no different from the rest of the people. The king wanted to blame him. So he said, I have to do something. He went to God. He said, God, if you don't speak, my head is at stake. You have to speak. You have to speak. You have to do something. God said, Elisha, speak to the people. Tell them, tomorrow by this time, listen to me.
Hear me.
Oh my God.
Hear me.
You see, when God wants to do something, he wants to confound the wise. He wants to confound the intelligence of people. He wants to do it in such a way that there will be no argument. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That is why he didn't say next month. That is why he didn't say 6 months time. That is why he didn't say next year. He said tomorrow by this time. Tomorrow by this time. God made it very difficult. More difficult. Are you understanding? He made it more difficult by what he said.
Send your
and then I remember when
Elijah
was upon Mount Carmel
with
the prophets of Baal.
Any prophet
Bible says when it was the turn of Elijah to sacrifice, Bible says he rebuilt the altar. Then he took water
and offense wool.
Barrels of water. He dug a trench around the altar. And he took barrels of water. And he poured it in the trench. He poured water on the wood. He poured water on the stones. He made it more impossible. He made it more impossible. More impossible to man. More impossible to man. More impossible to himself. But you see something. The more he made it impossible, the more God was saying, this is what I like. This is what I like. This is the challenge. This is what I like. So that men will see it is not by their mind. It is not by their power. But it's by my spirit. So God was happy. He said, pour more water. Pour more water. Pour more water. The prophets of Baal, they were looking at him. They said, what is wrong with this man? This man is crazy. Even without water, we couldn't bring fire. And he is pouring water. He poured water. He poured water. Why? Because he knew the God of possibilities. He knew the God of possibilities. He knew the God of possibilities. I am here to challenge you this very day. Maybe you have not known that God. You have not known the God of possibilities. You have not experienced the God of possibilities. But this morning, as I preach the word, it is time for you to begin to realize that the God you serve is a God of possibilities.
He's
a God of possibilities. He's a God of possibilities. The things that are impossible to you, those are the things he has made your own. Those are the things he has made your own. My God, my God. He said, tomorrow by this time. Tomorrow by this time. Oh, why do I have a feeling that somebody's situation is changing? Somebody's situation is changing. Why do I have a feeling that something is happening in the finances of somebody? Why do I have a feeling something is happening in the business of somebody? Why do I have a feeling that somebody here, you have been pursuing a certain business and it looks like the business is not working? connected. The thing is not connected. But I have a feeling that something is connecting something. Something is connecting something. Something is connecting something. I have a feeling something is connecting something. Something is happening. There is a paradigm shift. Something is shifting. Something is changing. Something is changing. Oh my God. He said you will see it with your eyes, but you will not eat of it. I don't want any one of you to see it with your eyes but not eat of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just believe the word. Just believe God. He's the God of possibilities. There is, listen, nobody will arrest you for believing him. Nobody will arrest you for believing him.
Just believe him.
Be crazy about that belief. Yes, be stupid about that belief. Be foolish about that belief. Nobody will arrest you. Nobody will arrest you. God will rather honor you. He will honor your faith. He will honor your belief. He will put to shame those who laugh at you. Those who mock you. Standing me here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abba, Rabba, Shaka, Rabba, Hata. What an impossible situation. But the Bible says,
Shurani say,
now there were four leprous men
sitting
at the entrance of the city gates. And said to themselves, why should we sit here waiting to die? Because they were outside the city gates. The enemies had surrounded them. They could see the camp of the enemies from afar. Surrounded all their cities. They were not in the city themselves. Because they were leprous people. So they were not accepted in the city. The people in the city have to give them food. And the people in the city did not have food. So how could they get food? Their situation was very bad. And they were at the entrance of the gate. And they look at themselves. And they say, why should we sit here? Why should we sit here? If we go into the city, we shall die. If we sit here, we shall die. So let's rise. Let's go where the food is. In the camp of the enemy. That is where the food is. That is where the good things are. We are going to the camp of the enemies. I don't know whether they didn't hear the prophecy. Because they were outside the city. So they did not hear the prophecy. They did not hear what Elisha has said.
But
you see, when God is about to move, when God is about to move, the leprous man said, let's go to the camp of the enemies. If they kill us, they kill us. If they keep us alive, we shall leave. Then the Bible says, as they started walking to the camp of the enemies, the Lord magnified the sound of their feet. What a God of possibilities. What a God of possibilities. Leprous men were walking. And God was magnifying the sound of their feet. The sound of their feet. I have not seen that one before. Even when a normal person is walking on the ground, you hardly hear his footsteps. But this one were leprous men. They were walking. Four of them. Four of them. And their feet were magnified. There was noise all over the place. And the armies that surrounded them, they began to talk among themselves. He said, the king of Samaria, he has gone to high people to come and fight on their behalf. Something is about to happen. Let's run before they kill us. Let's run before we are destroyed. And they began to run. They ran.
They
left everything. They left everything. Because in those days, they go on a killing spree. And a conquering spree. Conquering city after city.
When
they conquer this city, they take their animals. They take their gold. They take their silver. They take their clothing. They take their wives. They take their children. They kill the men. The Bible says they ran away. They left the gold. They left the silver. They left the food. Because they were in a hurry. The noise they were hearing was the noise of armies. Some people were coming. Only four lepers. But I heard the noise of armies. I pray over somebody. I pray over somebody. Those enemies that are looking after you. May the Lord magnify your steps. May the Lord magnify your steps. When you are coming, may they hear a noise. A noise of armies. A noise of chariots. A noise of horses. The Bible says they ran away. They left everything. And when the four leprous men entered, they met an empty camp. Oh my God. Food everywhere. Food everywhere. And in those days, the way they eat their animals, they just kill the animal, skin it, and they roast it. They put it on fire with a stick in between like this, and they are roasting it. So I can imagine some of them were eating roasted meat before they started hearing the noise of chariots and the noise of horses. And they ran away. They left the roasted meat. When the four lepers, when they got into the camp, oh my God. It was already prepared. It was already prepared. It was already prepared. They sat down. They ate. They were full. Bible says they took some of the clothes. They took some of the silver. They went and hid it. They were just hiding things. Then one of them said, today is a day of goodness. We cannot keep this good news to ourselves. We have to go back and tell our people. We have to go back and tell them. So there, one of them ran and went and told them. He said, our enemies have run away. They have left everything. It is for us to come and take. And this thing I'm saying, oh my God, I believe it was just the following day. Run about the time that Elisha prophesied. I think it was just run about that time that Elisha prophesied. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He says, tomorrow at this time. Hey, Marco Rabahanda. Before that time, they were telling them that there is food in the camp. They ran to the camp. They brought the food. As they were running. And they brought the food. People were running to buy. Because the food was plenty. The rice was plenty. The oil was plenty. The wine was plenty. The corn was plenty. The wheat was plenty. In the market of Samaria, they were selling it. One bag of corn for one shilling. One bag of wheat. For one city, and the people were rushing. There was a stampede. And the Bible says, the assistant to the king, he also tried to run, but he fell down. And they walked on him. And he died there. He saw it, but he did not eat of it. But everyone at the sound of my voice, you shall see it. You shall eat of it. You shall partake of it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you shall behold it. You shall partake of it. He said tomorrow, by this time, he is the God of possibilities. He's the God of possibilities. He's the God of possibilities. Stand to your feet with me. Stand to your feet with me. I want you to be in the spirit. Be in the spirit. Be in the spirit. Oh, have the faith. Have the hope that you have come this morning. one.
Say what banner pay?
The God of possibilities. The God that makes things possible. The God that makes things possible. You have not come to a man.
One many power.
You have not come to a man.
One many power.
But you have come to a God. The God that created the heavens and the earth out of nothing. The God that spoke and things came. That is the God that you have come to. That is the God that you have come to. The Bible says in the wilderness the children of
Israel
they said they were tired of eating manna. They wanted flesh. Moses went to God. He said, God, look at these people.
Yes,
they said they want flesh. God said to Moses, he said, give them to eat. Moses said, what are you talking about? These 6 million people, where am I going to get flesh to give to these people? This small cow, this small sheep, this small goat, how can he feed them? God said to Moses, this is what you will do. Plugs and put them on the ground and take nets and put it all around them. For I'm about to give you flesh to eat. And God said to them, the flesh I will give you, you will eat and eat. You will eat and eat. It will be coming out of your nose. It will be coming out of your mouth. And I believe coming out from somewhere else. He said, I will show you. He said, you want flesh to eat. You will eat until you can eat. Bible says, in the cool of the day, the wind started to blow
from
the east. And as the wind was blowing, here came quails. Quails were coming. Thousands of them. They were hitting the net. And they were falling down. And they were picking them. And they began to eat. The God of possibilities. The God of possibilities. I don't know about you, but I tell you something. I am charged. I am charged with some faith. That I have come to the God of possibilities. That everything in my life that looks impossible to me, it is possible to him. I rely on him. I trust him. I lean on him. He says, lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. I tell you something. The Spirit of God is here. There is being a shifting. Let's be praying undertone.
As she sings,
you can sing if you want to sing with her.
Obetu mi ato se wuni buto.
Lift your hands and sing.